Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The final results of the midterm elections are still not in, but there are some patterns that are developing.
Our CBS News political analyst Leonard Steinhorn is on the line. Leonard, thanks for your time. What are these patterns? What are we seeing now a day after the results came in?
Well, look, we're still seeing that we're a very, very, very divided country, but that candidate quality matters, and that Donald Trump, even though his name wasn't on the ballot, his candidates were, and that was a big factor here. But there's another thing that you need to think about, too, that the media made too much of a mistake following the polls almost literally. Yes, inflation was the big issue in these polls, but the media made the assumption and the pollsters made the assumption that that would automatically mean a big red wave or tsunami. But voters are far more complex than that. They could be worried about inflation, but still very worried about the state of our democracy or about abortion rights, and therefore vote on those issues, even if they're saying that inflation is their primary concern. So I think we paid too much attention to the polls. The media paid too much attention. It created this false narrative that there is going to be a big red wave. But the reality is that our country is divided. Candidate quality matters. And Donald Trump is still a big issue.
Donald Trump is still a big issue. He may face a primary with Ron DeSantis. That'll become clear in the coming weeks, probably. Leonard, what do you think about the 2024 election? How will this week's results factor into that?
Well, I think both parties are going to have to think really, really hard about this. First of all, anybody who had any illusion that Florida was going to be a swing state, nope, that's not going to happen. So the Democrats have to reorient, reallocate resources to states that they think that can create that sort of blue wall that enables them to win the Electoral College, because that's what it's all about. But for the Republicans, my gosh, they are reckoning with the sort of hangover of Donald Trump, who he is, what his presidency was all about, and the people that he supported, because lots of them went down in flames. They lost. You look at Pennsylvania, two of his handpicked candidates. You look at New Hampshire. Now, again, Donald Trump can, if his candidates win in the Nevada Senate race and Arizona Senate and governor, sort of get off the mat and say, look, we still did okay. And you know that Donald Trump has a remarkable way of recovering. He's very quick on his feet. And he's got so many people who are still loyal to him in the Republican Party. So anybody deciding to run for president in the Republican Party is going to have to deal with Donald Trump, how he frames issues, how he insults them, how he puts them on the defensive. So this is the big issue for Republicans right now. Who wants to go up against Donald Trump? And will there be a lot of candidates, not only Ron DeSantis from Florida, but Mike Pence, the former vice president, and a number of others? Will they potentially divide the anti-Trump vote and Donald Trump emerges once again? So there are a lot of factors involved here. Another factor, all of the lawsuits and investigations against Donald Trump. Will that matter? Or will he say that the big state is out to get him? Supporters, you got to rally behind me. So there are a lot of uncertainties going ahead, but Donald Trump remains the big, big issue, particularly in the Republican Party. But if he gets the nomination, the big question nationwide.
Much to learn from the midterms. CBS News political analyst Leonard Steinhorn on the line. Leonard, thank you.
Hey, happy to be here. Thanks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.